Of course, at least I think the day will come whenever we will have burning the woods again, but it'll be on a controlled basis, you see, according to the weather condition and according to the and the forestry department will supervise the burning of the woods, you know, which would be proper. Now we got our timber business is coming back. We got some good timber related industry now, like plywood and sawmills and planer mills and pole mills, they call them, you know. We have them. They're coming back. We got Peking, Mississippi is coming back into the sawmill business and the pole business, plywood business, and Wiggins, Mississippi, which is near us, you know. They got a big, several big plants there, international, you know, and the Georgia Pacific and people like that that are big in the business are coming in. You know, Mississippi, all over is drawing them. The warehouses coming in, North Mississippi. And a lot of big mill companies coming in here now. The sawmill, the timber business is coming back. But of course, down on the coast, we also have the fishing business, which brings in a lot of money. And we're trying to protect and regulate. I served 5 years on the Mississippi Marine Conservation Commission, which regulates the fishing industry and states the seasons that they can fish in for oysters and shrimp, according to the experts, you know. And we're very fortunate here on the coast. We have a research laboratory supported by the state and federal appropriations that continuously studies the fish and the water and all the areas that they grow in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have the test site. It has a lot of the research going on at test site in regard to the ocean. We have research earth resources, research people out there, and they're researching the land and the water bottoms, you know.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot of help out here. And you have people criticizing the government all the time, and the truth of it is that everything the government asked us to do since back in 1930, when they came down and asked us to quit burning the woods and quit cutting trees, not planting trees. And they showed us how to do it, these advisors, you know, and we followed their advice, and we doing a much better job. And also with research furnished by the government has meant a whole lot to us here.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that the government people can come in and advise us and be more successful at it than our own people, because it seems like they got the idea of an expert from another town, they listen to them, you know, but they don't listen to the local fella. And that has worked. You'd be surprised how much good has been done by the federal government around here, and they got the welfare program, which people criticize, you know, because it won't work. But it's not really that way. The people that are on the welfare, it's just like the fellow I told you that was making the whiskey for a living, because he couldn't find a job. He didn't want to make whiskey, and he knew it was risky, and he couldn't sleep at night for worrying about the revenues chasing him around, you know.
Yeah.
And the welfare people are the same way. They're not proud to be on the welfare. But you have the people that are on the welfare because they're not really qualified to work. If you'll check them, you find out that they don't know how to work, and they haven't been trained. But as they go to school and learn more, you can go out in our county now and see the farm home houses that have been built for these people, when not just in just a few years ago, 25 years ago, they was living in old shacks and with outdoor toilets and dirt roads. Now, if I could bring you through the county and see that there's almost 100% electrical homes furnished by the co-op, the REA. They don't call them REA around here, they call them by like Coastal Electric now is the name of the co-op, you know.
Yes.
Of course, they're sponsored by the REA, and they have come in with new roads, blacktop roads, and they all got these new brick homes financed by the farmer's home. And they got inside accommodations, you know, just like any other house, just like